Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the UFlex Limited Q1 FY25 Results Conference Call hosted by Dolat Capital. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sachin Bobade from Dolat Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Neha. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Dolat Capital, I welcome you all to the Q1 FY25 earnings conference call of UFlex Limited. Hope you all and your family members are staying safe and healthy. From the management side, we have Mr. Rajesh Bhatia, Group President, Finance and Accounts and Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Surjit Pal, Vice President, Investor Relations. Now I hand the floor to Mr. Surjit Pal, Vice President, Investor Relations. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sachin. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today for the Q1 FY24-25 earnings call of UFlex Limited. Let me draw your attention to the fact that on this call, our discussion will include certain forward-looking statements, which are predictions, projections, or other estimates about future events. These estimates reflect management's current expectations about the future performance of the company. Please note that these estimates involve several risks and uncertainties that could cause our actual results to differ materially from what is expressed or implied. I would now request Mr. Rajesh Bhatia, Group President and CFO, for his opening remarks, following which we will open the forum for an interactive session and answer session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Surjit. Thanks for the brief introduction. And good afternoon, everyone. I welcome all of you to UFlex Q1 FY25 earnings conference call. The numbers and, you know, the media interactions would be before you, before I speak to you, you know, on this for the Q1 performance. On the outset, I will say that, you know, this been a very positive start to the financial year FY25. Mainly because, you know, after many quarters, we've seen uptrend in the BOPET as well as BOPP prices. To bring to your kind notice that since April, in a gradual manner, the PET prices have gone up by about 30% till end of July. And the BOPP prices have gone up by about 18 to 19% over the same period, and the major increases have come, you know, you can say after 15th of June. So the quarter that is gone by will reflect only a little bit of that, but the quarters to come by will reflect, you know, from here on, the benefit of these price hikes. There's been a raw material price increase also, like if the PET prices have gone up by 30%, the raw material prices are up by 8%. And for BOPP also, if the prices have gone up by 18%, the prices, raw material prices have gone by about 4% during the same period. So the differential is still, you know, quite substantial, which will get reflected. If the prices remain the way they are, the margins remain the way they are, they will get reflected in the earnings in the quarters to come. Notable is that, you know, in India, even on a sequential quarter basis, we have seen volumes going up by 5%. Which is very healthy for the packaging films business of ours. And overseas, if we see, has largely been flat on a sequential basis. The offtake has gone up just by 1%, which is neither here nor there. So overseas mein, the total volumes have remained, you know, where they are. But definitely we see that the margins have improved in the offshore business. And the offshore business as such has reported 13.4% margin vis-a-vis 12.6% margin in the Q4 versus 7.2% margin in Q1 of the same period, Q1 FY23. So that's where, you know, that's the heartening story from this quarter's, the first quarter's performance. Coming to, you know, the overall package for the quarter, we have more than 12% YOY increase in the revenues, driven by 10.4% volume increase. We even had on a sequential quarter basis a 5.3% revenue increase, while the volumes were the flat on a quarter-on-quarter basis for overall business. I'm saying I've come now to the overall business. Earlier I was talking about the packaging films business as such. And the normalized EBITDA without taking any exchange fluctuations into account is 465 crores. And our annual EBITDA guidance, which I had earlier said about 2,000 crores, I think there could be an upside by another 10% given the prices today, as well as, you know, the Q4 when we see the impact of the larger volumes from the aseptic packaging division coming into play, and our plant in Egypt for the PET chips getting commissioned, which will ensure that, you know, our markets, our plants in Egypt, Nigeria, Poland, and Dubai will be fully fed from this, and still we will have a 30% surplus, which we can either find the markets, third-party markets, or even if there is a need to supply to our other locations, which are now Mexico and US, we can do that. The India PET chips started from April. We capitalized this plant on 31st of March, and the first quarter itself, the capacity utilization achievement is about 65%. And we sold about 25,000 tons, of which 30% was bottle grade, which was, again, we don't consume it ourselves. So that opens up a new vista for the company, which is supplying raw material for the people who make the PET bottles. So that's another stream of income which is going to get added to us. So depending on as to where there are more margins, we can switch from the films grade to bottle grade and so on. So that's been the that's humongous benefit, having your own raw material, both in terms of quality as well as the pricing benefit that you get. And aseptic packaging, this was a quarter where, you know, we recorded the highest ever production and the sales, equivalent to a capacity utilization level of about 120% for the quarter. I think, as I said earlier, we'll have a higher capacity now available to 12 billion packs. The capacity utilization is at 120%, that amounts to about 8.5 billion packs annualized capacity. So when we'll have the 12 billion packs capacity available, we'll surely be doing much better volumes in Q4 as well as thereafter in FY26. We've had substantial exports coming out of the aseptic packaging business as well. and about 38% is the exports by value, what we do currently in that business, in this business in the current quarter, and about 62% is sold domestically. This export has helped us to, you know, better plan the lean season in India, which starts from, you can say, from middle of August until end of December. And during this while, we can, still operate the plant at a higher levels, looking at the exports market. But in the peak season, the domestic volumes are always priority for us because, you know, it's a domestic customer whom, even though the export prices are a bit higher, you know, we still have to, you know, serve our commitments to the domestic market. And we do that, you know, irrespective of even if the exports are giving us a better realization. Flexible packaging this quarter had not such a good quarter because, you know, as the raw material prices for them increase gradually, because they have a lag with their customer, you know, for the price to be passed on 1 month to 3 months time. So they'll always have a lesser margin during this period. But as the prices stabilize, you know, they'll be fine. Their volumes will also be fine. And currently, because the prices are going up, I remember that, you know, over sort of April, May, June, July, August, September, August, so July, April, May, June, July. In 4 months, there have been at least, you know, half a dozen instances where the prices have gone up, and for the packaging films, and which means that if the price rise is happening constantly, the flexible packaging business margins will keep on getting impacted because of the lag, you know, what they have. Overall, guidance for the EBITDA, I've already said. This quarter, again, we had a currency loss of 180 crores, of which Nigeria was about 100 crores, Egypt was 30 crores, and Mexico was around 50 crores. I think this has become quite, a normal phenomenon, because as you translate their local currency balance sheets into Indian rupee, that translation losses do result in these losses, which are more or less notional, but still, because of the accounting standards requirement, you have to account for that loss because of the translation. Because even so, that way, if we make even our Indian balance sheet in some other currency which has depreciated against rupee, you know, you will have those translation losses, but, you know, they are again largely notional. So to that extent, I think those can not be really attributable to the business performance. We are looking at the emerging opportunity in the recycling PCR in a big way. Times are now coming, and you know, with India as well as the overseas territories taking in new laws with respect to you know, the usage of the recycled materials in the packaging, I think you know, our investments which we've done in these PCR and MLP recycling will be utilized and will give us a higher revenue and the profitability. And you know, these are coming into play from 1st of April 2025, and will you know, sort of depending on as to how strictly these are enforced in India. Europe is also, in fact, putting a large number to the recycling, yeah, that, you know, the companies will have to use at least 20% to 30% of the recycled plastics. So, you know, that will be the key to look at in the future, in the next few years. And your company already has much better head start than others in this particular segment. And surely in the next few years, this will gain momentum and we'll look at substantial revenues and investments may also be required subsequently in this business. No plans as of now though, but you know, looking at the size of the opportunity that it will throw, even if with say 20-25% of mandation to use the recycled materials, I think this will itself will become turn out to be a huge business opportunity for UFlex. On a debt side, vis-a-vis March, we are up by about 98 crores, largely because of the increase on the working capital side, which is the term debt has come down. So the long-term term debt has reduced, but the working capital has gone up, which is you know, linked to the higher production productivity, linked to the higher output, higher sales, and also a function of the price of the raw materials and the price of the finished goods. So I think that keeps on fluctuating depending on the cycle of the prices where you are. But the long-term debt, which has gone to fund the CapEx, has come down slightly during this quarter. As we go through the rest of the financial year, I think we are due to complete our PET chips in Egypt, which will probably happen in Q3 or Q4 at the best. But, you know, certainly before the next financial year begins, I think we'll make this plant operational. Aseptic debottlenecking will happen probably before the season starts in January of 25 now. And the Mexico CPP facility will be commissioned probably in Q2 of this financial year. So I think the benefit of all these can come in FY26. And surely the PET chips in Egypt is going to be a big game changer for our this entire three or four countries which I just spoke about. And as of now in Egypt, we don't have the flexibility of making the you know, the bottle grade chips. But I think with a small bit of an investment there, we can have that flexibility also, given that, you know, we have a 30% output for which we have to find the market. So we'll you know, sort of like to create that flexibility also as the things you know, sort of progress. That's largely the undertone for the quarter, for the year. Has been set by this quarter, which is a bullish tone from here on. In all the business segments, packaging films, aseptic packaging, flexible packaging, the PET chips business doing so well in the first quarter itself, you know, achieving with the initial teething troubles. And this being a China plant we imported from China, and given that, you know, there is a lot of, you know, visa restrictions on Chinese coming and visiting India, which was not there when we ordered this plant, you know, speaks very high of that, you know, we could commission this facility. And yes, there were a few hiccups to begin with. But, you know, still a 65% capacity utilization achievement in the first quarter of the operation speaks volumes for the quality of the management, the technical people who've been operating and running this plant. And I have no doubt that, you know, this plant from within this year will achieve a 90% capacity utilization level. Even at 65% at an operating level, we profitable in this facility. But you know, as the plant stabilizes, as the quality says stabilizes, the wastages come down, we'll be much better off, you know, in the months to come. Gentlemen, that was my take on this quarter. And again, just to reiterate that that sets a very bullish tone for the things to come in the quarters, rest of the quarters in FY25 and the period beyond that. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Any questions, please? I'll be happy to answer them.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Chirag Singhal from First Water Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yeah, yeah, you are audible, Chirag.
Yeah.
Chirag, the first is named because you will always ask the first question.
Sorry?
I'm saying the organization that you represent, First Capital, was named First Capital. You will always ask, you'll be the first one to always ask.
Yeah, I really hope so. so just a couple of questions from mine. So first, on the Panipat practice facility. So what is the time by when we can expect full ramp up? And you mentioned that there were some sales that we did during the quarter. So going forward, what is the mix between captive and external sales?
No, what you are asking? Hello?
Yeah.
Chirag, aap kiska pooch rahe ho, captive aur ye? Kaun se business ka?
Panipat Patrick's facility, I wanted to check what is the time that will take to ramp up to full capacity utilization and going forward, what will be the mix between captive and external sales?
So Chirag, we sold about 25,000 odd tons this quarter and of which about 30% is our so if we sold 25,000 tons, 70% was the film grade and 30% was the bottle grade. So the bottle grade was sold 100% in the market and the film grade was sold almost you can say 55% was consumed internally and the balance 45% was sold externally.
So even with full capacity utilization, the ratio will be the same, which is 40% captive and
so the ratio of the bottle grade will go up. And because bottle grade actually started later than, didn't start on 31st of March, it started later. So because at this level, at about say, in the last 3 months, our internal consumption has been close to 10,000 tons. So which will remain at that level. And the rest of it, we will find it, you know, in the third party. There could be a possibility to export it to our other plants as well. Again, the freight rates today, we started exporting to Nigeria also, but the freight rates today do not make commercial sense from inland plant based out of Panipat to take it to the port and then from port to Nigeria. So that was not commercially becoming, you know, so viable. So we will bottle grade. Of course, we will sell mostly to the market only. and the bright would be 50-50 only.
Understood. So secondly, on Effecto, so you mentioned that roughly 62% was sold in India. So what is the market share of Uplex Effecto in India?
I won't have that number ready.
Because if I annualize this number at 8.5 billion packs, then roughly 4.5 to 5 billion packs is sold in India, right? So just wanted to understand if you can.
It happened like that because in the lean season, your production, your the consumption of the aseptic gets impacted. So when I say 120% capacity utilization, equivalent to say 8.5 billion packs annually. So, the market size, what I'm saying is, in the next 6 months, the domestic consumption may be much lower, and overall capacity utilization during the lean period may be lesser than what 120%.
Okay, so let me take the 12 to 13 billion packs capacity that we are planning to reach post and bottlenecking. So in that full capacity utilization, like what is the mix between domestic and exports? Like what are we looking at in terms of domestic and exports?
So I think we will look to maintain about 60% domestic and 40% exports.
Okay. Got it. So coming to the value-added products, so you mentioned in the press release that value-added products fetch close to 3x more NSR than a commodity grade. And you also mentioned on Hungary that 30% of Hungary output is what you would like to be in the value-added product category. So in terms of spreads, so NSR you already mentioned is 3x. In terms of spread, what is the gap between value-added and commodity grade? And currently in Hungary, how much volumes are value-added as a percentage of the total output?
Chirag, we'll have to get back to you offline for this detailed ask.
Okay, but this 30% is something that you aspire to be in Hungary, or it's already achieved, the value-added products?
It is always positive on that.
I think we'll have to get back to you offline on this. Yeah.
Okay. Also, you mentioned, we are signing some long-term PPA in Malda. So, could you just quantify what are the annual savings that you're looking at?
I think once we do Noida, we will do about a 70% power tie-up. So, Noida, about 18 crore units a year. So about 70% of that will be through wind and solar, on which the savings would be about 30-odd% or so. And in Dharwad, it will be about 85% of the power will be through solar, on which again the saving will be about 32%.
I think for Dharwad you already quantified in the past. For can you just quantify what is the cost saving that you're looking for in Noida?
So Noida, if I look at 18 crore units, cost 70%, so 12 crore unit pe 3 rupee bachenge, so 36 crore rupee bachega. और वहाँ पे अगर 3.5 करोड़ यूनिट कंज्यूम होंगे और 3.5 रुपए बचेंगे तो 12 करोड़ रुपए वहाँ बचेगा हर बार।
ओके, अंडरस्टैंड। सो द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज ऑन यू नो द ट्रेंड ऑन द स्प्रेड्स। सो यू मेंशन्ड दैट द प्राइसेस हैव बीन गोइंग अप, द एनएसआर हैव बीन गोइंग अप। So, are these spreads sustainable in the domestic market, and what is the trend that you have seen in the overseas market? And also, if you can share the industry capacity utilization in India, because the spreads ideally will go up if the industry capacity utilization is also improved, right? So what is the industry capacity utilization that you have seen in India?
Industry capacity utilization in India will be currently at about 65% or so. But India industry is exporting a lot from here, and there is about a 57% BOPET exports increase from India on a YOY basis and 27% BOPP increase. So that is what is balancing the, you know, whole thing in India.
Okay, and what is the trend in the overseas markets?
I request you to come back for a follow-up question.
Sure.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Kaushik Poddar from KB Capital Markets Private Limited. Please go ahead.
How do you see the demand-supply equation on the packaging film front, both for BOPP as well as BOPET?
So BOPP, there are no issues, at least for year, say next 15 odd months or so, because there is no capacity which is getting added, maybe one plant or so. So next 15 months looks to be pretty positive on this. BOPET side,
speaking only for India or for the world you are speaking of?
I'm talking only for India.
Okay, and how much percent of BOPP films gets exported from India?
So BOPP, I don't have the percentage from India, but, you know, I think India mein abhi kareeb 50,000 ton quarterly export ho raha hai. So 12,500 ton India market may be consuming about 60,000 tons. So total... So 12.5 divided by 72, so about 17% is being exported, you can say so.
Now quarterly production is around 650 or 60,000 tons, how much you said?
Monthly production could be about 70,000 tons, of which 60,000 tons or maybe 5,000 plus minus, don't hold me on to that, would be consumed in India and the rest is being exported.
Okay. Monthly production you said is 60,000 ton, right?
Yes, sir. Monthly production I said is about 72,000 to 75,000 tons, okay, of which 12,000 tons is being exported every month and the rest is consumed in the country. Hope I'm clear now.
Yeah, you are clear, yeah. And on next on to BOPET.
So BOPET, currently the exports are about 22,000 to 23,000 tons a month. Consumption is about 60,000, 65, anybody's guess. So if you take 65 plus 23, 88, so 23 upon 88 is 26%. So about, say, 25% is being exported of the production and 75% is being consumed locally.
Okay, okay. And that's the demand-supply imbalance in, equation in BOPET?
So this balances out at these numbers, no?
Okay, okay.
Balance.
But any incremental capacity coming, I think that is what I try to find.
The capacity is now coming in the BOPET.
How much?
Hello? Am I not audible?
Yeah, it's. I mean, it is getting interrupted in between. So if you can repeat what
no
you said on the capacity front.
No capacity additions are coming in BOPET. Excuse me. Am I audible now?
No, right now you're audible. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll repeat.
There is
no additional capacity now getting installed in the BOPET.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Aman Kumar Sonthalia from AK Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Yeah. Sir, my question is regarding film price is, there is an increase of around 20% in the Indian market. Whether it is the same in the international market also where our plant is located?
International markets may be price improvement hai, but India jaisa nahi hai. Volumes thoda bahut improve hue hain, especially in America, but India jaisa nahi hai because India exports have, as I told you, India se pet exports have risen by about 67% in June 24 quarter versus June 23 quarter. So when India is supplying a lot to the overseas, so the prices are remaining in check in the overseas markets.
So there is a little bit of increase there.
There is a little bit of increase because India se freight Red Sea ke karan jo badh gaye hain, uski wajah se thoda positive impact hai. But jaise India mein maine bola aapko ki 30% price rise ho gaya hai pet mein 1 April se 30 July tak, 31 July tak, waisa videsh mein nahi hai.
So videsh mein sir it is around 10%?
मेरा ख्याल 5-7% के आसपास होगा, depending on the market to market.
Okay. Sir, my second question is that इसमें value-added products कितना है international market में?
Value-added अभी हमारा बहुत ज़्यादा नहीं है सब जगह पे, but we've said that you know that answer the question we'll answer separately.
And sir, we are quite excited. I think I've gone through the speech of the MD sir. He's very, very excited on this plastic waste management rule 2022. Sir, isme kitna chances hai ki it will actually happen or ya keval ye book mein reh jayega sir?
Dekhiye, ummeed to hai ki ye actual mein hoga. Hum log bhi sare yahi ummeed karte hain. So तो यूरोप ने भी बोल दिया कि वहाँ भी 25-30% आपको रिसाइकल मटेरियल यूज करना पड़ेगा तो थोड़ा सा हो सकता है कि इम्प्लीमेंटेशन में थोड़ा सा शुरू में ढील रहे बाद में सख्ती बरते हैं बट यू नो डायरेक्शन क्लियर है कि अगर मार्च अप्रैल 25 से शुरू होगा तो हो सकता है एक दो साल थोड़ा सा टाइम और दे देते हैं इंडस्ट्री को नॉर्मली सरकार कि आप ताकि उसमें संभल जाओ उसमें आप कोप अप कर लो बट आई थिंक डायरेक्शन तो सभी इंडिया में यूरोप में सब जगह पे क्लियर है कि रिसाइकल्ड कंटेंट बढ़ाना ही बढ़ाना है.
ये तो सर ये 50% है, ये लगता है कि 2025 से ये 10% भी होगा?
हाँ वो 10% तो हो जाएगा, 10% में तो कोई इशू नहीं है.
उसके लिए गवर्नमेंट ये अक्रॉस द ग्लोब है ना सर,
एथेनॉल हो ही गया ना पेट्रोल में, गवर्नमेंट इनिशिएशन किया उसके बाद में मिक्स होना शुरू, कैपेसिटी भी लग गई सब हो गया तो ये हो जाता है. थोड़ा सा गवर्नमेंट को एनफोर्स करना पड़ेगा कि ये हो.
तो सर ये कितना बड़ा अपॉर्चुनिटी है यूफ्लेक्स के लिए?
ये तो बहुत बड़ी अपॉर्चुनिटी हो जाएगी जी, क्योंकि this is not only India, this will be a worldwide opportunity. अगर इंडिया में हर महीने आप समझें कि अगर 60,000 टन पैक लगता है और 60,000 टन लगता है बीओपीपी और उतना दोनों का उतना मिला के पॉली भी लगेगा तो मतलब अगर आपका 2.5 लाख टन महीने का ये लगेगा सारा पैट पॉली और बीओपीपी मिला के तो ये हो गया 3 मिलियन टन. 3 मिलियन का अगर 25% की अगर आपको सबको करना है तो 7.5 लाख टन की रिसाइकलिंग की कैपेसिटी आनी पड़ेगी.
सर ये लग रहा है कि 10% भी अगर हो जाता तो मेरे ख्याल से बहुत बड़ी अपॉर्चुनिटी है।
हाँ, ये तो बहुत बड़ी है अपॉर्चुनिटी। तो
10% भी सर ऐसा लग रहा है
हुँ?
ऐसा लग रहा है कि इट विल हैपन सर इवन 10%।
10% तो 1 अप्रैल से हो ही रहा है 25 से।
वो हो जाएगा लग रहा है क्या इंक्रीमेंट।
हाँ।
सर एक ये अपनी प्रेजेंटेशन देते हैं या जो भी देते हैं ये इन्वेस्टर को समझ में नहीं आता ये करेंसी लॉस क्यों हो रहा है कब तक चलेगा। मेरे ख्याल से इसका थोड़ा सा डिटेल्स में थोड़ा सा लोगों को समझा इन्वेस्टर्स को समझ में नहीं आता सर ये।
इन्वेस्टर्स को समझा देते हैं इंडस्ट्री लॉस इसलिए होता है कि अगर आप नाइजीरिया में काम कर रहे हैं उनकी करेंसी है नायरा। नायरा में जब आप उनके यहाँ पे जैसे इंडिया में करेंसी है रुपी तो आप रुपी में अकाउंट बनाते रहोगे तो कोई फर्क नहीं पड़ता उनकी लोकल करेंसी में। बट उनकी बैलेंस शीट या प्रॉफिट एंड लॉस जब इंडिया के साथ में जोड़ना पड़ता है तो उनकी करेंसी को करंट रेट के इंडिया से जब पहले डॉलर में कन्वर्ट करते हैं फिर डॉलर से रुपी में कन्वर्ट करते हैं इंडिया की रुपए में लाने के लिए सारा नंबर, तो उसकी वजह से उनका जो गेन लॉस है वो रिफ्लेक्ट होता है बैलेंस शीट। अगर नायरा 500 नायरा एक डॉलर का था और आज 1500 नायरा एक डॉलर का है तो उसका इम्पैक्ट आपको बैलेंस शीट के रिजल्ट्स में आएगा ही आएगा क्योंकि आप नायरा को पहले करोगे कन्वर्ट डॉलर में फिर वो नायरा को आप कन्वर्ट करोगे उस डॉलर को कन्वर्ट करोगे रुपी में तो अगर रुपी 70 रुपए से 80 रुपए हो गया तो भी इम्पैक्ट आएगा। नायरा 500 रुपए से 500 नायरा टू ए डॉलर से 1500 नायरा टू ए डॉलर हो गया उसका भी इम्पैक्ट आएगा। तो बैलेंस शीट जब हम कंबाइन करते हैं दोनों की प्रॉफिट एंड लॉस और बैलेंस शीट तो उसके लॉस आएगा ही आएगा। अगर आप इंडिया की बैलेंस शीट अगर आप बनाएं और अगर आप उसको ऐसी करेंसी में कन्वर्ट करें जो रुपी के सामने जिसके सामने रुपी डेप्रिशिएट हो रहा हो तो आपको आप बोलेंगे इंडिया बैलेंस शीट में भी वो लॉस आ रहा है क्योंकि तो अब आपने करेंसी देखने की करेंसी चेंज कर दी। अगर आप नाइजीरिया की बैलेंस शीट नायरा में देखते रहेंगे तो उसमें आपको ये लॉस नहीं दिखेगा बट अगर आप इंडिया में जब कंसोलिडेटेड अकाउंट्स बनाएंगे तो उसमें ये लॉस आएगा ही आएगा।
सर बेस्ड ऑन योर एक्सपीरियंस ही कितने दिन चलेगा ये इस तरह का लॉसेज
जी तो जी भगवान को मालूम है।
और सर ये यू आर क्वाइट एक्साइटेड अबाउट पेटची प्लांट इन इजिप्ट तो सर ये इतना एक्साइटमेंट का कारण क्या है इजिप्ट के अंदर।
इजिप्ट में ये प्लांट होने से हमारे को एक तो रॉ मटेरियल सिक्योरिटी हमारी बढ़ जाएगी। अभी रॉ मटेरियल में हमें कई बार गैप्स आ जाते हैं कि क्वालिटी के अलग अलग सोर्सेज से लेते हैं हर एक की क्वालिटी अलग है हर एक का टाइम जोन अलग है तो उसका इम्पैक्ट दूर हो जाएगा। और फिर अगर जो कोई पैट चिप्स बनाता है तो वो भी तो कुछ कमाता होगा ना तो वो कमाई मैं रख लूंगा आगे से तो उसकी वजह से मेरे को मार्जिन भी बेटर मिलेंगे पैकेजिंग में पैकेजिंग फिल्म्स में। तो ये और एक उससे हमारे को ये बेनिफिट रहेगा कि एक जो बॉटल ग्रेड चिप्स की बहुत बड़ी मार्केट है उसमें एंट्रेंस मिल जाएगी अपने को कि हम लोग बॉटल ग्रेड की मार्केट के लिए भी क्योंकि सेम प्लांट में थोड़ा बहुत चेंज करने से बॉटल ग्रेड चिप्स भी बन सकते हैं। पेट बॉटल्स की तो आपको पता ही है मार्केट कितनी बड़ी है।
राइट सर लास्ट क्वेश्चन ये है कि सर ये
क्रिप्टो का टर्नओवर कितना है।
लास्ट क्वेश्चन मैडम वन लास्ट क्वेश्चन मैडम
कितना किसका टर्नओवर
सर क्रिप्टो का हम लोगों का टर्नओवर और मार्जिन कैसा है।
मार्जिन हमने आपको हमेशा बताया है कि 20% से ऊपर ही रहा है। टर्नओवर का नंबर अभी हम अपने तक ही रखते हैं।
ओके सर थैंक यू।
थैंक यू लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन यू मे प्रेस स्टार एंड वन टू आस्क अ क्वेश्चन। द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ आदित्य बोरा फ्रॉम शेयर इंडिया सिक्योरिटीज प्लीज गो अहेड।
So thank you for your opportunity. So I had a question. You mentioned for the fact that domestic BOPET and EOPP prices have gone up by 25-30% in the past quarter, but the same has not been reflected in international pricing. So is there a chance for imports to happen, or is it economically not viable? Because if there is so much parity in pricing, so
yes, is it possible?
Sorry?
India will not import packaging films.
But sir, if there is enough parity, why will it not happen?
No, it will not happen. It hasn't happened ever in life. It will not happen in future as well.
Right. Okay. And one more thing regarding our debt. So can we expect that from 26 end our debt comes down? Because I think major capex aapka ho gaya hai. तो हाउ डू वी लुक एट दैट गोइंग फॉरवर्ड?
देखिए, कोई कैपेक्स नहीं होगा तो 1000 करोड़ रुपए का हर साल का शेड्यूल्ड रीपेमेंट है, तो उससे अपने आप ही कम होता रहेगा 1000 करोड़ रुपए से. अब इंडस्ट्री ऐसी है, कोई कैपेक्स में आगे, जैसे मैंने अभी बोला कि एक बहुत बड़ी अपॉर्चुनिटी अगले 2 साल बाद पता लगेगी कि ये जो रिसाइकलिंग जो पीसीआर चिप्स हैं या रिसाइकल्ड कंटेंट जैसे जैसे सर्कुलेशन होता जा रहा है उसमें एक अच्छी अपॉर्चुनिटी आज दिख रहा है कि ये बहुत बड़ी अपॉर्चुनिटी बनने वाली है. और अगर वो अपॉर्चुनिटी बनेगी तो उसमें बट ऑब्वियस है कि बीइंग एन इंडस्ट्री लीडर हम भी उसमें खर्चा करेंगे, हम दूसरों के लिए थोड़ा वो मार्केट छोड़ सकते हैं. तो ऑब्वियसली यू नो इन ए ग्रोइंग field, in a growing business, you will have to keep yourself updated always, whether to the technology or to the capacity, because you cannot give away your market share to other people just because you don't want to leverage, do further capex by leveraging yourself.
Right. And just one last thing, ये जो आपका bottle to bottle है, the bottle to bottle chips, who are your end customers in this?
I'll not be able to give them. That's a very confidential information. We'll not be able to share that data at all about our customers and all.
Right. Okay, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prashant Rishi from Cascade Capital. Please go ahead.
गुड इवनिंग सर. सर आपने बताया कि बोपेट में अभी देर इज नो कैपेसिटी विच इज कमिंग एंड इन बीओपीपी देर इज नो कैपेसिटी विच इज कमिंग इन नेक्स्ट 15 मंथ्स, बट दैट इज द इंडिया पिक्चर. कैन यू गिव एन आइडिया ग्लोबली, स्पेशली चाइना में, इफ यू हैव एनी क्लू कि वहां इफ देर इज एनी कैपेसिटी कमिंग इन बोथ टाइप्स ऑफ फिल्म्स?
देखिए, चाइना कैपेसिटी का यू नो वी डोंट कीप मच ट्रैक एज एन ऑर्गेनाइजेशन बिकॉज you know that does not impact any of our businesses. But I know the number ki agar India mein ye ho ki ek saal mein do ya teen lines add hongi, to China mein that number would be 10 to 15x of that. But China players are so well entrenched in their own markets. Historically, we have not seen them coming to the US, to the European, Middle Eastern, Africa markets. Past, we have seen that wherever China has, when they have a bit of overcapacity and the bunching of capacities, they have at best hit the Southeast Asia market, where we don't have a presence at all. So, but, you know, never ever in the past, you know, they have, they have come to India or they have gone to other territories in which we are operating. So, if you really ask me, our focus on what's happening in China is not as much there as the focus could be as to what's happening, the capacities, what are the capacity additions happening in the markets I operate in.
Okay, understood.
Got it. Sir, and the price increase which has happened in June quarter in both BOPP and BOPET films, after the June quarter, you're seeing it sustain?
Yeah, we're seeing it sustain.
Okay. All right. So for next 2-3 years, at least, you know, till any new capacity comes, these prices should sustain or even increase. That's the understanding.
So major jo gain aaya hai, wo 15 June ke baad aaya hai. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So abhi tak to sustained hai. So sorry, we crossed ourselves while you were asking a question. So can you repeat yourself?
Nah, so my question was just ki for next 2-3 years, till any new capacity comes in either of the films, the price should at least sustain and increase from current levels as well.
BOPP mein to aayega hi aayega capacity. As I said, BOPP mein 12 se 15 mahine mein nahi aa raha hai, but uske baad mein aa rahe hain BOPP mein bhi capacity. So uska
And sir, what is the scale of that capacity? Is it huge capacity coming, or do you think it will just get absorbed during in the growth at that time?
It is a substantial capacity which is coming on scene.
Okay. After 15 months. And in BOPET it is not coming. So in BOPET, there is a clear runway ahead of...
BOPET capacity additions are over.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Last point, sir. Historically... hello, sir. I'm audible?
Yes.
Yeah. You said, sir, historically India has never imported packaging films. Is there any particular reason why is it never viable for any global importer, even say China, you said never, exports its films to India. Is there any particular commercial reason why that has never happened historically, if you know?
I have no idea on that.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, sir. That's all for my side.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Yash Dedia from Maximal Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. I just had a question about the international prices in the for the BOP and BOPP. So international prices have not gone have not risen up like to one in domestic market.
Yes.
So the reason for that, you said that the export from India is not letting the price go up.
Partially, yes, you are right.
So now, since the capacity utilization are, say, at India level is almost there, reach its potential. Going ahead, do we see international market also behaving like domestic market prices?
See, if the realization from the domestic market will be better, so obviously, and the domestic consumption increases by 10-12% every year. So to that extent, the exports will get substituted with the domestic sales.
Yeah, and since the exports will be substituted, consecutively the international prices should go up.
Yes.
Okay, so we may see a driver from there as well.
Yes.
And sir, this PWMR rule, so do we see a shift from BOPP to BOPET? Because BOPP cannot be, recycled. So, do we see some shift happening from BOPP to BOPET because of that?
You're right. Maybe that can happen. Because BOPP mein to recycled raw material kuch nahi hai na?
Kuch nahi, exactly. So, agar you use karna bhi hai, to aapko BOPET se use karna padega.
Nahi karna padega. So, that could be the, that could be the forward. Because dono mein ho jayega, poly mein bhi ho jayega aur isme bhi ho jayega, PM BOPET mein recycled content, but BOPP nahi ho payega.
Okay, and sir, ye hamara jo recycling ka project hai, usme ab tak hamara kitna defects ho chuka hai?
रिसाइकलिंग में हमने पीसीआर में हमने खर्चा होगा करीब 15 मिलियन के आसपास इजिप्ट में, 15 मिलियन के आसपास मेक्सिको में, और बाकी तो छोटी कैपेसिटी है, बाकी जगह 10 मिलियन, तो 15-15, 30 और 10-40 मिलियन के अराउंड खर्चा होगा।
एंड ये सब दीज ऑल कैपेसिटीज आर रेडी टू फंक्शन?
नो नो, दे आर ऑलरेडी फंक्शनिंग। वी सेइंग दैट दे विल गेट इम्पीटस विद द लॉ, सो टुडे इट इज अ सेल्फ रेगुलेशन। So when it's the self-regulation, then the people who are conscious, there is a certain market for that product, so it's getting that market. But when it becomes a law, it becomes a regulation, not a self-regulation anymore, then probably people will need it more, no?
So the realization would go up. But so do we see upside from capacity utilization as well?
And the value... the margins will also go up,
and so are we operating on a lower capacity utilization, which we might see, you know, increase in volume as well? So volume and value both play.
We are, because PCR plant in Egypt we just started recently only.
Okay.
We commissioned the plant in Mexico, also is not operating at a full capacity. India plant is operating at a full capacity, but that's a small plant. So these two plants, Egypt will take care of the European market and the Mexican will take care of the American markets, the two most matured markets globally. So that is where they are set up there. And as the regulation, both self and the law regulation, creates more demand, so there is more money to be made through these investments.
Okay, and so we are not adding on more capacity right now?
No, as of now, nothing. As of now, nothing.
And from when will our debt repayment start?
Sorry?
From when will our debt repayment start?
Debt repayment already started here.
नहीं,
1000 करोड़ का डेट रीपेमेंट है हर साल का, आप इस प्रोजेक्ट की बात कर रहे हो?
नहीं, डेट रीपेमेंट, बट हम तो शेड्यूल के हिसाब से चल रहे हैं ना, तो आर वी फोर्सिंग डेट रीपेमेंट ओवर एंड अबाउट द शेड्यूल?
नो, आई एम नॉट एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड योर क्वेश्चन। आई एम सेइंग व्हेनेवर वी टेक द लोन देयर इज अ शेड्यूल्ड रीपेमेंट एग्रीड। ओके, so that scheduled repayment is about 1000 crores a year for us, and we paid that in the past, and we pay that in the years to come as well. So that is my answer, but I've given you a generic answer. Probably I've not been able to understand your question.
Yes, so I am asking whether are we interested in paying more than scheduled debt, because we will be getting more cash profit now since the margins are going up.
There's no plan as of now.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Participant, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next follow-up question is from the line of Aman Kumar Sonthalia from EK Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, right now our capacity utilization is around 83%. So when we can think we will achieve this 100% utilization level?
It's 183%.
Film mein?
Kaun se plant mein?
Overall, total.
तो ओवरऑल में मेक्सिको में थोड़ा सा कैपेसिटी यूटिलाइजेशन इंप्रूवमेंट आ जाएगा इस क्वार्टर में, और नाइजीरिया में आ जाएगा, So I think we'll be close to, these are the two ones who are not operating at a full level. Baki to more or less theek hi hain. I don't think so that, there is any...
Presentation ke hisab se Russia is at 63%, Poland is at around 77%.
Russia mein kuch problem tha plant mein is baar. Otherwise, isse pichle wale quarter mein 100% tha aur उससे पिछले वाले क्वार्टर में 99% था. तो अगर कोई प्लांट शटडाउन है या कुछ खराबी आ गई प्लांट में, वो चीजें अलग है.
तो मेन सर है ये आपके मेरे ख्याल से पोलैंड में 77% है.
हाँ, पोलैंड में थोड़ा सा कम यूटिलाइजेशन हो रहा है अभी, वो यूरोप की वजह से, जो यूरोप में जो कंजम्पशन इम्पैक्टेड है, एक तो वो रीजन है और दूसरा इंडिया से जो एक्सपोर्ट्स हो रहे हैं टू यूएसए एंड यूरोप, उसकी वजह से वहां पे कैपेसिटी यूटिलाइजेशन कम है अभी.
और सर इंडिया का कब तक बढ़ने की उम्मीद है यूटिलाइजेशन लेवल?
इंडिया में तो देखिए जी, ओवरऑल इंडस्ट्री का 65% है. जब 2021 में जब कैपेसिटी लगनी शुरू हुई थी तब वो 85% तक पहुंच गया था. तो पहले भी पास में ये देखा गया है कि हर साल 3-4% बढ़ता रहा है. तो इस स्टोरी सेम चलेगी, बिकॉज एंड ऑफ द डे द मार्केट्स आर क्वाइट कमोडिटाइज्ड. तो जितना इंडिया में करीब हर साल 10-12% की ग्रोथ है, अगर इंडिया में बीओपीपी हर साल 7 लाख टन लगता है और बोपेट की 7 लाख टन लगता है, तो उतना 10-12% की जो ग्रोथ है उसके हिसाब से हमें भी ग्रोथ मिलती रहेगी.
और सर ये जो टोटल कैपेसिटी 154 का, इसमें सर वो 18,000 टन टू देखते हैं जो मेक्सिको में एक्सटेंशन हो रहा है?
नहीं, वो नहीं है अभी तो लगा है ना तो वो इंक्लूडेड नहीं है.
और तो ओवरऑल सर फिल्म का माने वो डोमेस्टिक एंड इंटरनेशनली दोनों मार्केट ठीक है, माने नेक्स्ट नियर फ्यूचर में देयर इज नो इश्यू ऑन दैट?
लगता तो है जी, बट मतलब जब कोविड के पीरियड में सबने एबिटा मार्जिन पैकेजिंग फिल्म में 23-24% हो गए थे, नॉर्मली आपके 14-15% के मार्जिन चलते थे, तो कोविड में 23-24% हो गया, फिर पे बैक पीरियड कम हो गए, तो सबने कैपेसिटीज लगा ली और अब अगले 3-4 साल उसका एब्जॉर्प्शन होगा, तो धीरे धीरे ही फिर प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी बेटर आएगी थी सबकी.
सर एक ये कि ये जो आपने लास्ट कॉन कॉल में बोला था कि जबकि उस समय ये फिल्मों के दाम उतने बढ़े नहीं थे, कि यूफ्लेक्स करीब 2000 करोड़ का ईबीटा 2024-25 में बनाएंगे, तो ये क्या स्टिक अभी भी आप उस स्टिक को कि वो और बढ़ेगा?
मेरे को लगता है और बढ़ेगा, क्योंकि अगर इस क्वार्टर में हमने 465 करोड़ का किया है और श्योरली अगले क्वार्टर में बढ़ेगा, तो अपसाइड में कल मैंने बोला था कि 2000 का 2200 तक जा सकते हैं हम लोग.
असल ये केमिकल इंक और एडिसिव बिजनेस में भी आगे ग्रोथ अच्छा दिखता है?
हाँ जी, हाँ उसमें सबने ग्रोथ अच्छा है, बट वहाँ पे अभी कैपेसिटी नहीं है हमारे पास, कैपेसिटी लिमिटेशन है इंडिया में.
ये बढ़ाने के स्कोप है सर?
अभी तो नहीं सोच रहे, बट कहीं ना कहीं देखते हैं फिर.
ओके सर, थैंक यू.
तो मेरे ख्याल जो नेक्स्ट बड़ी अपॉर्चुनिटी है, एज आई सेड, रीसाइक्लिंग, टीसीआर चिप्स, ये इनमें आनी चाहिए अगले 2-3 साल में.
दो तीन साल में, लेकिन 2025-26 में पूरे चांसेस नहीं है, 26-27 में डेफिनेट है.
अब वो सरकार भी धीरे धीरे इम्पोज कर रही है ना कि आप इतना रिसाइकल्ड कॉन्टेंट यूज करो एंड ऑल दैट.
तो सर 10% भी हो जाता तो हम लोगों के लिए तो बहुत बड़ी अपॉर्चुनिटी हो जाएगी.
हाँ, डायरेक्शन क्लियर है ना सरकार की भी, सबकी हो जाएगा, एक आधा साल प्लस माइनस रहेगा, बट लार्जली अचीव हो जाएगा. ऐसा मतलब वी आर वेरी क्लियर ऑन दिस कि मतलब आगे चल के इस इंडस्ट्री का डायरेक्शन इधर की तरफ ही जा रहा है.
Sir, we have the technology to convert that, and we will set up the small plant in different location for that. यही work model रहेगा ना sir?
नहीं देखिए हम लोग ना recycling में ज्यादातर जो करेंगे ना, जैसे अभी हम pet chips बना रहे हैं पानीपत में, तो chips आपकी बनेगी. एक तो हो गया आपने virgin PTA MEG लिया और उससे आपने pet chips बनाई. दूसरा अगर सरकार इम्पोज कर रही है कि आपको रिसाइकल्ड मटेरियल यूज करना है, तो फिर आप पेट बॉटल लोगे, पेट बॉटल लेके फिर उससे आप चिप्स बनाओगे और उन चिप्स से आप फिर वो बनाओगे फिल्म, पेट फिल्म या पॉली फिल्म. तो वो जो पेट फिल्म्स हैं, वो जो चिप्स का प्लांट लगेंगे उस टाइम पे, जो अभी इजिप्ट में लगाया है और मेक्सिको में लगाया है और एक छोटा प्लांट इंडिया में ऑलरेडी काम कर रहा है, उसमें और आगे आपको कैपेसिटी बढ़ानी पड़ेगी.
तो सर इसमें बायोडिग्रेडेबल पार्ट क्या हुआ?
इसमें बायोडिग्रेडेबल इसमें नहीं है. बायोडिग्रेडेबल तो सरकार ये करेगी कि या तो आप रिसाइकल करो, रिसाइकल्ड मटेरियल यूज करो, या आपको ऑप्शन दे देगी कि आप बायोडिग्रेडेबल, अगर आप यूज आपका अगर मटेरियल बायोडिग्रेडेबल पैकेजिंग है, तब आपको वर्जन यूज करके भी आप बना सकते हैं. तो उसमें फिर बायोडिग्रेडेबल का एक ऑप्शन रहेगा. अगर सपोज कल को इतनी कैपेसिटी चिप्स में आने में टाइम लगता है, तो ये होगा कि जो जिसके ऊपर लायबिलिटी है टू रिसाइकल, टू यूज द रिसाइकल्ड मटेरियल और टू यूज द बायोडिग्रेडेबल मटेरियल, तो वो हो सकता है कि अपनी ऑब्लिगेशन कम करने के लिए वो रिसाइकल्ड वो बायोडिग्रेडेबल मटेरियल यूज करें.
तो सर ये दोनों कैपेबिलिटी हमारे पास है.
हाँ जी.
ओके सर, थैंक यू.
सीसीआर वाली अपॉर्चुनिटी सिर्फ हमारे पास नहीं है, सब लोगों के पास होगी, क्योंकि वो उसमें वो टेक्नोलॉजी सिर्फ हमारे पास नहीं है. सीसीआर जो चिप्स बनाने हैं बॉटल ग्रेड से लेके उससे फिल्म बनानी है एंड ऑल दैट, आज भी दुनिया में बॉटल ग्रेड से चिप्स बनते हैं और वो चिप्स फैब्रिक में टेक्सटाइल में यूज होते हैं. बट उन चिप्स को यूज करना इन द पैकेजिंग फिल्म्स बोपेट में एंड ऑल दैट इज व्हाट वी हैव स्टार्टेड, और ये धीरे धीरे कैच कर रही
है लोगों के पास.
बट बॉटल ग्रे बॉटल लेके चिप्स बनाना कोई नई बात नहीं है,
लेकिन उसको फिल्म ग्रेड का बनाना ये टेक्नोलॉजी हमारे पास. ओके सर, थैंक्स अ लॉट.
उसमें भी मैं क्लियर कर दूं, वो कोई एक्सक्लूसिव नहीं है हमारे पास वो टेक्नोलॉजी, बट क्योंकि अभी ये नया फील्ड बन रहा है तो इसमें वो टेक्नोलॉजी में वी आर द फर्स्ट वन अमंग द फर्स्ट वन, नॉट इवन द फर्स्ट वन, और लोगों ने भी कर रखा है कि जिन्होंने वो टेक्नोलॉजी लेके ओल्ड पैक बॉटल्स लेके उनको वॉश करते हैं, उनसे चिप्स बनाते हैं और उनसे फिल्म बनाते हैं.
ओके ओके सर, स्टिल इट्स अ बिग अपॉर्चुनिटी डिस्पाइट ये और लोगों के पास भी है तब भी.
हाँ बट मार्केट साइज ही इतना बड़ा है कि उसमें.
ठीक है, थैंक यू.
थैंक यू. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take this as the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for the engaging questions. We'll soon have the transcript of this call on our website, www.vflexlimited.com. We look forward to speak to you again in the coming quarter. Thank you and have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. We thank the management of this call. On behalf of Dolat Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.